This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Attack. Wait, no. Back in black? No. Snack attack? Back in the saddle again? Wow, wow, wow.
It is Free Talk Live. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. You can join us on air. Have you ever wanted to be on the radio? 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. That's the number here in the studio. You can join us. In the studio, it's myself, the captain,
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
I thought it was
not,
just
not
Nikki.
To be not to be Nikki. Confused with Snicky.
Right.
Which yeah. is,
that's your
you
alter
know,
ego.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's like when
and
you're
a so-
girl. Yeah, I mean, you know.
I'm just Nikki on Wednesdays.
Just on Wednesdays?
Yeah.
Just Nikki?
Not in no. Nikki?
You're, Nikki.
You're unjust?
Listen.
I am listening.
Damn, Captain.
I'll just go.
I'm also talking. Why would you want to go? It's not Wednesday.
Wow.
You brought in some stories today, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Should we talk about one of them?
Sure. Take your pick.
How about the politician?
Yeah,
oh,
let's do it.
Yeah. In lieu of a number two story.
Yeah, I mean, politicians are number two, so, yeah. You know, this will be our number two story for the night.
Awesome.
It's not...
It's a great picture,
It's not traditionally number two, but
yeah,
it's number two
switch
nonetheless.
Switch it up a little bit
number
sometimes.
Number two nonetheless.
You know,
number
we're,
two-ish.
We're flexible here.
After the show, I got to go take a politician.
And
when, when I'm done, I will wipe my politician. this is from the freethoughtproject.com. Here's the headline. You have a crack pipe in your hand. Politician found passed out while smoking fentanyl-laced crack.
I mean, who doesn't that happen to? Totally a normal thing.
And no, it's not Hunter Biden. Who is not a politician,
not
by
a politician.
The way. Yeah, he's the son
he's
of
an
a
artist.
Politician.
He's an artist.
Yeah.
Artist.
I really, really want to get into this, but we have some calls to get to, so let's go over here to Bata, also known as Major Payne. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah. I bet you he might know Hunter Biden. And as far as 38 shots, I don't think I could have stood up after that onslaught, even if all the shots came
yeah,
out of
who
a bottle.
Could, really? I mean... That's a lot. That's a
yeah.
lot of lead.
No, I'm talking about even if all the shots came out of a bottle, you couldn't stand up that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I have been known to have a high tolerance, but I think 38 shots would do me in.
Yeah, well, a fifth is like 30, 32, so, I mean, if you're banging them and you ain't chasing it.
Really not that much, then.
If you have an et, you're in trouble. A buddy of mine's great-grandpa was a serious alcoholic, and the family did the best they did to keep booze away from him.
Yeah.
But somehow or another, he got a hold of a fifth of Jack Black, locked himself in the bathroom, jugged it down, and died.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah, that's a way to do it.
That's my escape route.
I don't.
Also with a bottle of Tylenol PM.
I don't advocate that, but, you know, at the same time, it should be your choice if you want to go. And if you do, it should be your choice on how to do it. However, that seems excessive, you know. Also kind of a waste of whiskey.
I think it was just, you know, Grandpa. I don't think he wanted to go. I think he just wanted to get drunk.
Yeah.
They'd been a-getting so long, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's not at all the story I called in about. I want to tell you a recollection of old River Dave, speaking of lost callers. But before that, I'm going to tell you a tale of when I called the cops because a bunch of bikers showed up on my property to steal my horses.
Okay.
I had one that was mine.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I immediately don't believe you.
Don't believe me?
Yeah, ask me why.
You don't believe me. Why? Why don't you believe me?
Well, because if bikers showed up, they wouldn't steal your horses. They would steal your motorcycles. Otherwise, they're horsemen, not bikers.
They want horsepower, not horses.
This bike club was a joke. They called themselves the Norsemen. They all rode 754 Hondas. Not one of them had a Harley Dangerous.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them bikers. I would call them motorcycle enthusiasts.
Well, that's what they called themselves, so I'm just, you know, like I deal with Harry. I'll call her what she wants to be called.
Okay, fair. That's fair.
So anyway, these jamokes show up in like a Fiat and a Nissan and an old rusty pickup truck. Hauling a horse trailer with no lights, no plate, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife had befriended this broad earlier, and we agreed to board her horses.
Okay.
And she owed me like over $1,400 in feed and boarding. And turns out that the fellow she was divorcing actually held the paper on the horses.
Okay.
So I got him to sign them over. I had all this paperwork in my hand. And these bikers show up. So I'm out there defending my place with an old double-barrel shotgun, and I got three or four of them in my face, and one little peg-leg bastard, he'd had been amputated somehow or another. He had a metal traction leg, and he reached behind his back, and I knew he was packing a pistol. I could see the bulge when he turned around one time, and I knew what he was reaching for, and when he did that, this other crazy biker bra jumped over his shoulder and smucked me in the eye. While this is all going on, three or four of them go around the other side of the horse pen because it was the ball field on the backside of me. It was kind of like public property.
Okay.
And they snip a couple wires and steal the damn horses and get them in the trailer. Well, by the time the cops show up, I'm standing there holding my gun. None of these bastards got a license. They got no papers on the horses. They got no plates on their trailer. They got no lights. And the cops let them leave with my horses. Because the woman that my wife had befriended had a husband that was, they were trying to send up the river for pedophilia. He ended up killing himself. I don't know if it was true or not, but This woman was evil. I knew her later in life, too, and she basically gave her daughter away to a 20-year-old guy when she was 13.
Did you get your horses back?
No, I never did. Like I said, they was only mine on paper and only for men, and old Todd went and killed himself.
Well, sorry to hear that, dude.
Yeah, it was hard, but it don't make you trust the police at all.
I mean, and nor should you.
But anyway, you remember old River Dave?
Yeah. It's been a while since we heard from him.
I know. I believe he's dead, dude. He was probably 85 last time I heard him call.
Yeah. I think he was 87, maybe? I don't remember. But, yeah, certainly he's, you know, up
there.
Pretty
close, man. He was creeping up on his 90s.
Yep.
But, you know, the military now has got the problem refilling their ranks. And because they've been demanding this vaccination BS, right?
Right, right.
And there was a story old River Dave told. I think he said he was like 1957. I believe he joined the Air Force. And, you know, once you sign the paper, you're government property. They'll put in you whatever the hell they want to put in you.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So there's like, I don't know, 75, 80, 90 guys, maybe 120, and they give them all this max, you know, them pneumatic needles the military's got.
Yeah.
They go through and whack them all. And then they get them out in the sunlight, and two guys, not next to him, but like a couple, three guys down, and then a couple guys right behind him, and then the dude right in front of him just fell over dead within like 35 seconds after standing still and letting their heart rate come to pass.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't want to be nobody's damn guinea pig.
Right. And when you do sign up for the military or really join any other government program. You do, in effect, become their property and their guinea pigs.
Right, you become your name, rank, and a serial number. You have a serial number.
You have to come to authority.
Don't most of us have serial numbers?
We do. They're called Social Security numbers.
Social Security numbers, but you have a serial number in the military.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything else you want to share, Major?
Okay. Nah, that's all that comes to mind, but I think it was all right. You guys are talking a good show tonight.
Hey, thanks for the call, Major. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. Let's move on to Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
That's the Confederate Commonwealth.
Thank you for the correction.
You know what? That joke's getting a little old, and that's all it was, you know? But
Wait. Is the joke as old as you?
Huh?
Is the joke as old as you?
No, I'm way damn older than that. I'm turning 50 December 25th of this year.
Wait. Your birthday's on Jesus Day?
That is not Jesus' birthday. First of all,
I didn't say it was his birthday. I said it was Jesus' day. It's actually technically it's Jesus Eve.
Well, first of all, I mentioned it years ago about being a Gnostic, and you know, I was a Gnostic since I was in my early 20s. That's the level where you could actually.
I'm sorry, you're a Gnostic or agnostic?
No, a Gnostic.
Okay, I just want to be clear.
Like with a G. And then at this point, I'm a high level Gnostic. And in all honesty, I had something else in mind, but the people that are hosts on this show understand that. And one day in the future, I'm going to talk to Ari about it because I think it was something that really interests her, hopefully soon. You know, but back on the I'm saying this is Jesus' birthday. You know, the reality is, that's a very old pagan holiday. It's old. Who knows how old it is? And that was just picked out, you know, to be acceptable to Romans, who are now, you know, to Romans and also now the followers of the Jesus movement, you know, that were monotheists.
Oh,
now
my gosh.
Going into polytheism, you know?
I just had
it's
an
not
epiphany.
His birthday.
Do you know what
it's
an epiphany is?
Huh?
Do you know what an epiphany is?
Yes.
I just had one. I now understand better, Ricky from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. You were one of those kids who got the combination birthday Christmas present, didn't you?
No. Yeah, I am. And you know what? Yeah. It was even worse than that sometimes, man.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, people didn't even remember my birthday. Everybody's out there with their happy ho-ho and all that stuff. And you want to know something else that's worse? On my birthday, ever since Santa Claus drank out of a Coke bottle, the year after, it's the highest rate of suicide of every day of the year. Happy birthday, Ricky from the Commonwealth.
Wow.
You know. But I mean, one of these days I'm going to get more into Gnosticism. I got to be careful with it because it's such a broad concept. But really what it comes down to is esoteric knowledge and mysticism, and at a high level, I mean, I'm, of course, in the both, you know? And, I mean, it's funny because Arya and me have one thing in common. Christians both think we're evil. You know? And we're not, you know? I mean, I'm not, you know? I mean, I'm not fully 100%. I don't know a whole lot of Arya's Satanism as far as she practices it. I really don't know. Maybe I'm hoping
you'd have to call and ask her
about it.
I think she's still on Wednesdays,
right? Well, I'm hoping
she'll
talk to her about it before she, you know, has to go off, you know?
So, yeah, you should call Wednesday when she's on.
Well, you know what? I'm going to, and probably the best way for me to, well, I mean, maybe you can mention it to her before even I do it. Because the best way to approach Gnosticism, I mean, I don't know what she knows about it. Because he likes to ask people questions.
I don't know how much she knows, but I would be willing to bet she is well-versed on it.
Right. So, I mean, it's probably better she kind of just talks to me kind of about it. Because, like, a lot of listeners, past what I just told you, you know, I might give a brief synopsis of, like, what the Gnosticism is and what a Gnostic is. But, you know, people aren't going to dig it, you know? It's going to be too much probably for them, especially with the mysticism.
Well, Ricky,
you know, I mean,
yeah, hey, thank you for the call. I'll mention it to her, and you can call Wednesday. 603-283-6160 is the number if you'd like to join us. Getting back to our regularly scheduled content, What are we talking about?
Calling from South Carolina. No. If we have another caller from South Carolina, nice. We can go to the record.
The crackhead politician.
Ah, yes.
You have a crack pipe in your hand. Politician found passed out while smoking fentanyl-laced crack. The scene is a jarring glimpse into the realities of the drug epidemic that plagues America.
I mean, he would have been fine if it was just regular crack.
Okay, but, like, what about the delusion epidemic? The delusion that people are under that politicians are legitimate in any way, shape, or form.
Mm. He must have a tough job.
I mean, I don't care that he's doing drugs, but I do care that he's a politician.
Right? Yeah, if he was just a regular dude, like, do drugs, I don't care.
Now, think about it. He probably bought those drugs with his salary, which his salary is paid by the taxpayers.
Yeah, that means you bought those drugs.
We bought the drugs. Huh? The people in that town did.
He didn't even share.
No, right. It's kind of rude.
It's kind of the public's drug.
Cranston, Rhode Island is where this took place, apparently. The rampant hypocrisy and double standards often seen in the world of politics took a hard hit recently.
Oh.
No pun intended.
Hard hit.
Took a hard hit recently. When police in Rhode Island passed out in a rare move of accountability, arrested a city council member who was found asleep at the wheel with a glass pipe in hand.
Wait, in a rare... What was that? Read that again.
In a rare move of accountability...
They arrested him.
They arrested city council member Matthew Riley, a Cranston city council member, who has since resigned from his position. In a one-sentence letter, Riley said...
Does that really qualify
as a letter? One-sentence letter.
Does that really qualify as a letter?
Sorry, I quit.
He says, quote, I hereby submit my resignation as the Ward 6 city council person effective immediately.
What this is like? When you put in a 2 weeks notice at a job and they're like, okay, we need it in writing. So you're like, I put in my 2 weeks notice. This is my last day. You know, like bare minimum, like fine. You want me to write something down on a piece of paper so you can have it for your records that I quit. Here it is written on a bar napkin.
Double spaced.
I don't know if there are any states left that are not what they call at will employment states. But at-will employment states there's no legal repercussions if you don't give 2 weeks' notice, right? It's sort of a customary thing to give your 2 weeks' notice, right?
Yeah.
Some people find it disrespectful if you don't, but there's no compelling reason for anybody to do so. If you want out of your job, you just quit right now.
Yeah, just stop showing up. You don't even have to quit.
Hank Williams style, take this job and shove it.
Well, a lot of corporate, if you say you're going to quit, you're out right now.
Yep, that does happen.
We're changing your passwords, your email is no longer active, you're out of the building.
It's like a messy breakup, you don't like me?
Yeah.
Get out.
We're escorting you to the parking lot.
I did work for a company where they were letting some people go, and like through a cavalcade of comical situations, the people doing the letting go didn't show up until after these people showed up for work.
Oh, so they already started working?
Well, they couldn't because they had changed all their... And so they sat down at their computers. They were able to... They didn't cut their badges off because they knew they had to sit down and talk to them, let them clean out their desk. But they changed all their passwords. So they show up for work just like, you know, they put their lunch away. They talk with the coworkers, get coffee, go have a cigarette, whatever it is, right? And then they sit down and they're like, oh, I can't get in. Hey, can you open a ticket for me with IT? Because I can't, right? And I'm like, sure, I'll open a ticket for you. Dear IT, I think you're about to fire these people, but they're asking for their password. Please help. Right? That was my ticket for them.
Oh, man.
The best way to do it is if on a Friday you just have a fire drill and get everyone out into the parking lot, lock the building, and say, all right, we're cleaning out your desks.
Is that the best way?
That's the best way.
It used to be they would let people go on Fridays so that they could avoid, at the end of the day on a Friday, they could avoid any sort of... But they've changed that now. It's a different day. I don't know what day it is. It's like a Wednesday or something.
Huh. Like, I've never worked a Monday through Friday job, so I don't know.
Oh, you're lucky.
Yeah. I'm more of a...
I've never gotten fired.
Weekend worker.
I mean, here I am doing this on the weekend, so...
Yeah. But this is cool. Yeah. And we probably might not get fired.
I'm actually, you know, I'm kind of looking forward to getting, you know, getting fired or getting thrown off a job or something, because, you know, the whole, like, go big or go home.
Yeah.
I'll go home.
Yeah. I really don't care to help you out.
All right. So getting back to Matthew Riley, a Cranston City Council member who was found passed out with a crack pipe in his hand. The event unfolded when police responded to a 911 call and discovered Riley passed out in his car. Body camera footage released this week shows Riley awakening with a start after a startle, I think that is.
Startle, yeah. Typos in these. Yeah.
And it's not really a typo. They should have put a comma here, but they didn't. Anyway, Riley awakening with a start after an officer shook him awake. Isn't that assault? A cop touches you.
Yeah. Well, if not technically, if you're passed out and might be overdosed.
Could be dead.
Yeah, I guess they are checking your dad, right?
Like, yeah.
The scene is a jarring glimpse into the realities of the drug epidemic that plagues America. One that clearly knows no demographic boundaries and impacts all walks of life.
It's just so dumb because people have been saying this, but now that it's politician, they're like, oh, wow.
It's the drug epidemic.
This is, it looks like it's affecting the rich white people now.
We really have to do something.
Wow. Like, this is,
such an
epidemic.
End the war on drugs and legalize everything and let people get medical treatment when they need it without having to, you know, feel like they're a criminal to get the help that they so desperately need. You might avoid situations like this, but no, politicians won't do it because of the war on drugs.
Well, this guy might have, but he resigned.
In the footage, the officer can be heard saying, "You were literally choking in your sleep. Someone was flagging me down about it." To which Riley responds with a defense about his sleep apnea, only to be countered by the officer pointing out the crack pipe in his hand.
It's not cracked. It's sleep apnea drug. It's my CPAP machine. It's a glass pipe.
Crack pipe isn't a CPAP machine? Oh, my bad. Upon questioning, Riley initially denies the presence of any drugs in his vehicle.
It's oxygen.
A statement that police would later reveal to be false.
No way.
Who would have thunk it? They reportedly discovered crack laced with fentanyl, a deadly combination that's been contributing to a skyrocketing number of overdose deaths, along with other drug paraphernalia in his car. Now, I'm going to play conspiracy theory here.
Okay.
Hold that thought, Captain.
Coming up, we'll find out what the captain's conspiracy theory about this particular politician being found with a crack pipe in his hand is, and you can decide if his theory has any validity, and you can tell him so by calling 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tomorrow ahead of a looming default deadline. McCarthy says the president agreed to a one-on-one meeting during a call as Biden headed back to Washington from the G7 summit.
First, we talked a lot about his trip over there and some of the positive things that take place. Then we spent a lot of time talking about the debt ceiling where we currently are.
A SpaceX rocket successfully launched from Florida's Kennedy Space Center this afternoon with a live crew.
Two. One, engines full power. Falcon 9.
Four passengers, including three paying passengers on a Falcon 9 rocket, are now headed to the International Space Station. The latest installment of the Fast and Furious franchise is this week's top movie in North America. Fast X earned $67.5 million in its first weekend of release at theaters across the U.S. and Canada. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you for a favor. As you perhaps already know, Ian Freeman, the founder of this program, was recently convicted of various victimless crimes and is facing up to 20 years in prison. We can argue all day as to if the jury was mistaken, but that's not going to get us anywhere. What will be helpful is for you to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he helps the community, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. Saying things that give your opinion weight with government workers will help, such as if you've held office, perhaps you were in the military, you did some volunteering, you had a stellar career, whatever it is. These are things that you would want to mention in your letter. Ian has been a selfless guy that has always tried to do what he thinks is the right thing. It would be a sincere tragedy if he had to spend any time in prison. We do need these letters quickly, so don't put it off. Send your letter for Ian Freeman to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get that all written down, that's okay. All the information you need is over at letters.freetalklive.com. That's letters.freetalklive.com. Thank you in advance. All right. So we were talking about this politician, Mr. Riley, Matthew Riley, out of Rhode Island. A city council member found passed out in his car with a crack pipe.
What do city council members do?
What do any politicians do?
It's like the Board of Selectmen.
They just focus
so
on... They do nothing and focus on re-election.
Okay.
They sign some paperwork and, you know...
We need to have a street paved. Okay, how much appropriate? $6,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. Fill in the potholes and take out the garbage. That's government's number one obligation to the people, I think.
Yeah, in the footage, an officer can be heard saying, "You were literally choking on your sleep." To which Riley responded with a defense about sleep apnea. Upon questioning, Riley initially denies the presence of drugs. They reportedly discovered crack laced with fentanyl, a deadly combination that's been contributing to a skyrocketing number of overdose deaths, along with other drug paraphernalia in his car. All right, so I had a conspiracy theory about this. My conspiracy theory is this. What if this politician was buying his crack from, you know, local crack dealer? And the crack dealer is like, "You know what? I don't like politicians. Maybe I'm going to sell this guy the laced stuff and maybe he'll die.
Keeps jacking up my taxes."
Yeah.
This guy.
Yeah. I'll show you.
I'll show you.
Yeah, that's not how it goes in the hood or whatever, right? You know, wherever his crack dealer is from. Just a theory.
I mean, he's probably in a nice neighborhood.
It's just a theory. The real question is, how do we get a bunch of other politicians on drugs and connected with this particular dealer?
Right. The dealer network.
It's just a question, people. It's just a
question.
And
it's just a conspiracy theory. It's not a fact.
Right.
Just a theory.
Oh, we have callers waiting. Let's go to them. Let's go to Shortwave Surfer on our SIP call-in line, which you can find all about over at sip.freetalklive.com. Shortwave Surfer, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, first of all, hello, everyone. And with this politicians thing, with the politicians and drug dealers not liking politicians raising their taxes, it's just like how cops are treated in prison. You don't want to go to prison if you're a cop. It's a bad, bad place to be.
Yeah. So you think politicians don't want to go to jail?
I would think politicians would not want to raise taxes on drug dealers.
Particularly if they're doing drugs, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Nice fentanyl laced cocaine or whatever, crack or whatever, and just pass away peacefully in their sleep.
Boy, I wonder if the bartenders can get in on this in Washington, D.C. when Congress comes out to drinking, you know? Slip them a Mickey or something. I don't know.
My brief was actually about cell 411. You mentioned it earlier.
I did.
And it makes some sense, but I do have a question.
Okay.
And that's, if cell 411 is going to be used to connect people with, like, emergency services or police services or whatever, how would this work without the police or whatever getting upset about it? So, like, if somebody's breaking into my house and I use my cell 411 to contact my friends, and my friends are going to come over to my house, but they can't do anything about the thief or whatever, because if they do, then they're going to be in trouble with the cops.
Well, so you're supposing that the cops are going to show up anyway.
That's true.
We're talking about replacing 911 with this app where, you know, you get to choose who is on your emergency response lists, right? So, if there's a fire at your house, you call, you know, you hit this button and it calls, you know, all of these people. Or a whole different group of people. You got cops in your face. Oh, I'm going to call these people instead.
Yeah.
Or you have a security concern. I'm going to call these people instead, right? So you can tailor. The idea is that you get choice, which you don't get with government right now, right? So you get to pick and choose who's coming, who you're going to call, for what situations, and if you don't have a big enough, like, social circle, or like I like to call it a safety circle, within cell 411 there are, as I understand it, I you know, this isn't in place yet to my knowledge, but there are groups that you can join. I would imagine in the future there would be groups that you could subscribe to, you know, sort of as a free market, you know, sort of thing.
Almost like a club, a security club in your town.
Call it a friendly society.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, like, while the cops exist, while the cops and cell 411 both exist, my emergency contact network is not going to want to respond to, say, a thief in my house and shoot the guy if
depends
on where you live. I think depends on where you live
and who your friends are. Yeah. And perhaps that is an indication that that particular person should not be on that particular list of yours.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the idea is that you make these agreements in advance, right? So if Steve lives down the road from me, and I go, hey Steve, you want to be on my
emergency list
for security? And well, what does that entail? And we'll work out the details of what it entails and what kind of situations.
I'll bring my golf clubs and we're good.
Yeah, and if he agrees, great. Then he's on the list. So the idea is to get people's agreement before you put them on these lists.
Right, it's not you're having a party at your house. Come on over.
Right.
Yeah.
Although you could probably have that as well.
Could.
There you go.
Surfer, you'd be on my party list.
Sweet.
Anything else you want to say?
No, that's all.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join us, we have some more calls. Let's go to them. Let's go to Unscreened Caller. You are on Free Talk Live on the air right now. What is your name, please?
Is it me?
It is you. What's your name, please?
Oh, I'm Walt.
Hey, Walt.
I'm Walt.
Hey, what's up? You're on the air.
I'm going to give you another South Carolina caller.
Sweet.
Wow.
Wow, it is South Carolina.
Wow, we're just, sure is.
Yeah, thank you.
That's four.
What is on your mind, Walt?
Say again?
What is on your mind?
I was just going to comment on some of the earlier comments from South Carolina, like Jerome calling in.
Okay.
You know, he used to call in to a lot of the locals' morning stations, and I don't know, everything he says is about race and this and that, and you never really can have a good conversation. But apparently you guys are familiar with him.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You probably already know that.
Well, yeah, his topics don't vary very much. You know, there's not a lot of breadth in what he calls in about.
Democrat, Republican, CNN. Left, right, black, white, you know, very the duopoly.
He'll basically say whatever opposite you say. So, or think.
Funny thing about Jerome's calls to this show in particular, he just has us pegged as, you know, right-wingers or Republicans. So it kind of just makes the calls comical to me because he'll say things that he thinks will trigger us. And we're like, nah, dude, we totally agree with you.
You're Trump supporters.
You know?
Yeah. Or, no, you've got it wrong. It's actually this instead, right?
Yeah. So it just makes me laugh.
He does. He says whatever's opposite. I'm glad you have, in Jerome, where I live, Jerome is at least he used to be a regular caller into local radio, but at least you don't have Malcolm yet. I don't think you do.
Don't curse us. I don't know who that person is, but, you know, sometimes.
He's manifesting.
Yeah, you're manifesting that for us.
Or Malcolm festing. He's got his own, he's got his own party already. He hasn't even called yet.
He has his own theme. Jerome has his own theme.
the two of them. But I love you guys' show. Actually from Derry. I've been living down here for 30 years.
Derry, New Hampshire, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. My parents are still up there, and my sister lives in Barrington.
Are you coming up for Forkfest or Porkfest?
I don't know if I'm going to come up in the summer. I always come up for Christmas.
Okay.
They come down for Thanksgiving.
That's Ricky's birthday.
it's a regular thing. I still enjoy New Hampshire. So,
right.
And I know a lot of people that went to Keene State.
Kegstand University?
Is that what you call it?
That's what somebody, a guy who used to host or co-host this show, actually went to Keene State University, and he's the one that I got that from. He calls it Keg Stand University because, well, you know, all the kids want to drink.
Yeah, I guess so.
I thought it was hilarious.
But anyway, I really just wanted to make that quick comment that I listen down here. I'm in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, which is a suburb of Charleston. It's like Bedford to Manchester.
What station do you listen to?
WTMA. One of your callers mentioned that.
Okay. Awesome.
Say again?
No, I'm just saying that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah. So I listen to you guys all the time because I like live radio, you know, instead of pre-recorded reruns.
Right.
Run all the time.
It's tough to call into the show if it's a rerun.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, the lines are always busy.
Yeah. So I just wanted to tell you I enjoy your show. Stay away from Jerome and Malcolm if he ever calls.
Yeah, we got it. Well, hey, thank you so much for the call, and feel free to call us again, okay? 603-283-6160. It is a South Carolina kind of day.
Yeah. What is that, number five?
Can Jerome call back?
No.
See, we had two runs.
He's probably at another station.
Two Roberts, a Jerome, and then this guy. Was there a fifth one?
That was four,
was that
I think.
Four?
That was the fourth
that
was one four. From South Carolina.
May the fourth
lot.
Be with you.
Yeah.
Huh? Moving right along, let's go to another unscreened caller. What is your name, please? You are live on the radio.
This is Talk. Tango Alpha Whiskey Kilo.
What?
Talk. Talk? Who?
Talk.
Tango
Alpha Talk. Whiskey Kilo. Talk.
Hey, Talk.
Calling from the great would-be state, the would-be great state of Texas.
What is on your mind tonight? Why are you calling?
Well, I lied to you guys. I called earlier. I was like a minor bird. I heard something that said, I don't like you guys, but I love you. No, BS. Actually, I like you, and I'm trying very much to love you. That's the real truth. Anyways, So here's a challenge. I've got a challenge for you.
Okay.
Now I'm the guy that read everything that Ayn Rand wrote.
Okay.
And I'm curious. I've got a challenge here, and you can't complete it tonight. I've got a challenge for you. I don't like the expression "devil's advocate." How about something like "best contrarian"? Be your best contrarian.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I want to get some arguments against what, not against New Hampshire seceding. More power to you. I hope you succeed. I'll move there. I'll give up everything I own. I'll sell everything, and I'll move if you succeed. But
well, so that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for people to move here and help us
succeed. I'm anticipating your response, but here's the thing. My challenge is for you to play the best contrarian and give me arguments. I want to know if you understand. And I don't want you to, you know, I love the minor bird. What a beautiful creature, you know. I don't want you to parrot anything you've heard or do any kind of minor response, but I want you to tell me in your own words, work up something in your free time.
Okay, what is it? We're kind of like...
Arguments against libertarian. Now, what I want you to focus on, especially on crime, on the evils or the problems with our world, when you're talking about bribery, corruption, when we're talking about the police.
I mean, I've heard hundreds of arguments against libertarianism all day, so I mean, I could parrot some, but
so you want
none
to
I would actually believe in.
If you consider the problems, if New Hampshire was to secede, you'd be invaded by New Yorkers, criminal gangs, for one thing. So the first thing you need is a honest police force. Now, good luck.
I mean, we're all most of the people that live here are armed.
Yeah,
so
I could tell you something that happened to me recently. I could tell you something that happened to me recently, but you wouldn't even believe it. You wouldn't even believe what's going on.
Well, okay, so let's stop there for a minute, because that's a lot to digest. And also, this is Free Talk Live, where you are free to call in and take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever you want. However, comma, you are not free to call in and take control of the hosts and the co-hosts and give them some insane exercise that is going to lead to what? What's the point of this exercise?
No, I think he wants us to be contrarian to why we should.
I understand what he's asking for. Yeah, I'm asking why.
Well, you know, the
why?
Great debaters, have you seen the great debaters? As far as someone that's a great debater can take either side of the argument and be brilliant. That's the great debate.
Yeah, of course, but at a certain point, you're... The person that's taking either side of the argument is being inauthentic, and they're lying to either themselves or somebody else, because if you're arguing something that you truly believe in, like I could, you know, I have a million talking points against libertarianism because I hear it all day, right? What about the roads? What about the police? But I don't actually believe in it.
They can say, this is my argument, my best argument, but this is the argument against my best argument.
I just don't have, like, a real reason to be inauthentic and have dumb, like, conversations that are meaningless. You know, it's like...
The reason that I'm able to argue for, the reduction of the state, the elimination of the state, isn't because I'm good at debate. In fact, I'm horrible at debating. I am not the master debater.
No, you're brilliant.
Well, thank you, but, like, I'm not good. The only reason you think I'm good at it is because I am speaking from facts, evidence, logic, and from the heart, right? Because...
Well, if you'll remember, I called, maybe you don't remember, I'm the inventor, and here's the thing, on the intellectual property and such, I was so offended by, not you guys, but just the argument against... The work that I do, it's like the worst thing that someone can do, the most offensive thing that someone can do, is sit on their rear end and devalue what we inventors do, and that there is a government that allows us to capture our intellectual property for 20 years or whatever it is, if it's pharmaceutical or whatever, you know, which, you know, I think they've proven themselves to be, you know, the most corrupt business.
All right, so I have a question for you.
On the planet.
On the topic of intellectual property, if I have an idea and 2 days later, Captain has the same idea, completely independent of me, I didn't tell him my idea, he didn't... You know, you didn't hear of it anywhere. I didn't post it on Facebook. How am I to say that just because I had that idea first, that it's my property when any person could have the same idea and create those same things? Like, why am I entitled to it because I was the first one?
Some property, which some of the things I've developed, some of the things I'm developing right now are taking years of work. And it has to do with... science, I know physics and electronics and chemistry and a bunch of stuff, and it's very difficult. And one of the things I'm working on, I'll reveal it to the whole world. I want to clean up the plastic crap, the plastic dump, and one of the big ones is Pacific Ocean.
Could you be more specific?
You're such a clean linguist.
These jars, the ocean circulation accumulates.
I got to stop you right there. I am a musician. I make parody songs. I also create original heavy metal music. Okay. You can find out more about that over at CaptainKickass.com if you so choose, or any of the listeners out there.
Cool.
However,
adios.
I am against intellectual property laws because I think that it's good press for me, right? If somebody gets my music, makes a copy of it, shares it with their friends, I'm going to gain another friend.
You get paid for what you do.
All right, I'm not going to talk over you anymore. So that gains me more fans, right? Metallica was wrong with their suit against Napster for file sharing because Metallica alienated a large part of their fan base by making that lawsuit. What they should have done instead was nothing and allowed it to continue like every other artist did and reap the benefits off of that, because I guarantee you that the fans who listen to their pirated, quote-unquote, it's not even pirated, it's a copy. It's a copy. Copying is not theft. The fans who listened to a copy of their music went to their concert, paid their ticket price, bought their T-shirt, right, bought whatever other merchandise they were selling, probably bought their next album or whatever
bought
it is.
Bought the box set.
Bought the box set, whatever. Went to their reunion show for the 14th time or whatever it is, right? That's how you get fans of your art or your work. So if you are relying on government law to provide you with income based on your idea, you are barking up the wrong tree. And in fact, you are engaging in theft yourself. That's IP law.
Nicely said.
All right, moving right along. Whoa.
Oh.
That's weird. We had two Sarahs in New Mexico on the board, and I was like, whoa. But one of them dropped off. Sarah, are you there?
Yes. I just want to bring up, do you put all the same state people in the same in a row? It seems like so.
What do you
no,
mean?
They just say, I think they do that amongst themselves. They must.
What, I'm sorry, state people?
Because typically, and she's right, based on what I've observed too, I mean, we just had a bunch of South Carolina callers in a row, and a lot of the times we'll have our New Mexico callers all call at the end of the show, so it seems
they kind
like
of group themselves
you guys
up.
Are just,
it's a time zone thing, I think.
Might be.
Yeah, maybe. I just want to mention that, you know,
hey, Sarah, I'm sorry, we were close to the break. Can you hang on? Well, I want to hear what you have to say. Stand by. We'll bring you back. 603-283-6160. You, too, can find out what Sarah from New Mexico has called about. Coming up, hour number three of Free Talk Live is next. 603-283-6160.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.